Cop killer Eli Epiha has been found guilty of the attempted murder of another officer, Constable David Goldfinch. Epiha pleaded guilty to the murder of Constable Matthew Hunt, who he shot dead in a West Auckland street in June last year. He denied the four shots he fired at Constable Goldfinch were designed to kill him. Today, a jury found him guilty. Our reporter Katie Todd has been covering the case and joins me now live in the studio. Katie, it was a bit of an excruciating wait for the verdict. So what was the reaction when it came in?
Just utter silence in court. There was no emotion shown by Epiha and by Matthew Hunt's family, who have been sitting through the entire trial. Some of them sort of held their hands to their mouths in shock, but there was no sort of outcry of emotion. However, outside court, Diane Hunt, Matthew Hunt's mother, had this to say.
The past 2+ weeks have been harrowing for all of us. Listening to what happened to Matthew and Dave in such raw detail on Friday, the 19th of June 2020, can't be described in words. The loss of Matt has been made all the more traumatic by having to hear every possible detail that happened that day. Our thoughts are with Dave and his family, and we would like to acknowledge his incredible courage. We would like to extend our sincere thoughts to the injured member of the public and his family who also became victims on this terrible day.
So that was Diane, Constable Matthew Hunt's mother, speaking outside court. What do we know about what was going on behind closed doors with the jury? There were some clues, questions they asked. So what can we piece together?
So this was the second day of deliberations. They retired to start considering their verdicts yesterday morning. It evidently wasn't really a straightforward process. They came back and asked to rewatch some of the videos shown as evidence. And then they asked for questions about the legal arguments. And then this afternoon, the jury advised Justice Venning it couldn't actually reach a verdict on the attempted murder charge, and that is a unanimous verdict where they all agree. And so he advised they'd need to reach a majority verdict where at least 11 of them were in agreement. They came back, said they couldn't reach a majority verdict, and then were advised to go back to the jury room and keep deliberating, see if they could reach it. And eventually, at about 3:30, we got news of a verdict.
Okay, so Epiha, somewhat unusually, gave evidence in this case. Can you just remind us of some of the things he said?
Yeah, pretty extraordinary comments from Epiha. So his defence was essentially he wasn't shooting to kill Goldfinch. And he claimed if he wanted to kill Constable Goldfinch, he would have. He says he was just shooting to scare him. Under cross-examination, he was asked why so many bullets, why 10 bullets shot at Constable Goldfinch. His answer was he can't say. He claimed he didn't actually know he'd hit Constable Goldfinch. He said that Goldfinch wasn't limping or staggering in any way. And then with Matthew Hunt's family sitting there in the trial, he basically said that Hunt was lying on the ground. He asked him for help. And Epiha said he considered that. He thought about taking Hunt to hospital and then decided not to.
So also in this situation, there was obviously a lot of video as well, because many people have cameras, so they take pictures, which brings us to the getaway driver, right, who has also been found guilty. Tell us about her and what the jury saw in relation to her.
Yes, so this is Natalie Bracken. Essentially, one of the key pieces of evidence was a mobile phone piece of footage taken from down the road. It showed Natalie Bracken in a silver Mazda driving Epiha away from the scene of the crime. And she took him to his friend's house. Basically, the Crown said that Natalie did not know Epiha, but her claim was that Epiha actually came up to her and threatened her with the gun, and she thought she was doing the right thing, taking him away from the scene, away from all the carnage, avoiding further bloodshed. Well, that's what her lawyer, Adam Couchman, said anyway. But the Crown said she was intentionally helping him avoid arrest. The next day when she was arrested herself, her hair had been dyed a different colour, and she told some lies in her evidence in a police interview that was played to the jury as well.
Thanks, Katie. Katie Todd there with all the reaction from the courtroom. As you would have heard, Eli Epiha, who killed Constable Matthew Hunt, has been found guilty of the other charges in relation to Constable Goldfinch, and we'll have more on this in the programme. Now, the Police Commissioner has released a statement following the verdicts. Commissioner Andrew Costa says he wants to acknowledge the family and friends of Constable Matthew Hunt, particularly his mother Diane and sister Ali, who have spent 2 weeks listening to extremely painful and harrowing details of Matt's death. He says the guilty verdict for the attempted murder of Constable Dave Goldfinch is a relief for him and his family. Their journey to recover from what has happened continues, and the police will support them through this. The Commissioner says Dave has shown incredible strength throughout this process, particularly when he gave us evidence recounting what happened to him and Matt on the tragic day. He says the trial has been a brutal reminder of the inherent risks and potential danger that police officers face every day, and he's thanking staff for their commitment and continued bravery.